This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With the DJV show. How's it like that for? I've been working on that for the last 5 minutes. Yeah, awesome. Pretty good, huh?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes, there we are. DJV time 7 after Jennifer Horn is here with her snarky comments. Victoria Keelan is around. She has her turn at snarkiness as well, as does Kara Schulin. They all take advantage of me and my pleasant sense of reality and self, but it's okay. Part of the deal, part of the gig. And another part of the gig is Jennifer bringing us up to date on a very important trending story this hour, Jen Jen.
Well, of course, the hurricane is raging on, but there are a few other things that are happening. And, boy, this story caught my attention when I was reading about it. And I can't believe it didn't come out when it actually happened, because this is a few days old, but it seems like it's just getting the story out now. Nancy Crampton Brophy. Do we know who that is? Does that name ring any bells?
Oh, I just heard about this. Yes. This is a good one, Doug. You'll like this.
She is the author of an essay titled How to Murder Your Husband.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
Yep.
She had a husband. Mm-hmm. she was arrested and charged with murdering her husband of 27 years earlier this month. Now, if you're this poor guy who's married to this woman who's writing this essay, do you hear the alarm? Like, do you hear the ticking? Like, the timer running out on you? Or do you think she's just a creative writer? Portland police reported that Daniel Brophy, who was 63 and a chef, what more could you want, was shot and killed at the Oregon Culinary Institute on June the 2nd. While ago, on September the 5th, police arrested his 68-year-old wife, Nancy, on the charge of his murder. Now, she is the author of romance mysteries like The Wrong Cop, The Wrong Brother, The Wrong Lover, and Hell on the High Heart.
She's the wrong husband,
wife,
too,
by the way.
She wrote. And girl most likely to murder your husband. It's like dot, 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 murder your husband.
You can still pick up her books. They're on sale on Amazon. I just checked it out. According to Daniel Brophy's mother, Karen, she says, "Our family is in shock. We are stunned." Holly Crampton, who is the sister of Nancy Crampton Brophy, said, "None of us believe it. It's craziness and just not true." Now, I've seen a picture of this woman while we are in the radio medium. I thought, really, how convenient. She writes a story about how to murder your husband. Then they pick her up for murder. Maybe this is all a big coincidence. Google her picture, Nancy Crampton Brophy. Just Google it. I'm pretty sure she did it.
She looks like she's capable. My favorite part of this was in 2012, she was interviewed for a literary blog about what attracted her to write these types of stories.
Yep.
And she said, quote, "Murder, mayhem, and gore seem to come naturally to me, which means my husband has learned to sleep with one eye open." How is that not going to come back to bite
her? He was into it.
In the court. Oh, my God.
So, oh yeah, she looks like she totally is a murderer.
Oh, yeah.
Did you Google?
Yeah. She looks like she's capable of most
anything. I don't know why that. We shouldn't laugh. This poor guy is dead. This is hilarious.
She looks like she worked. She got her first training in a dungeon. So.
Maybe.
All right. So, there you go. Sleeping with one eye open. There you go.
Or now the poor guy sleeping with the fishes.
Right. All right. So other people in the news, as we're going down that street, ladies, the Pope has summoned all of the Catholic bishops, the presidents of the bishops' conference from all around the world to the Vatican next year to discuss protecting children and preventing sexual abuse by its priests. Why are they waiting until next year would be my question. It's not until February the 21st. It'll be the first of its kind, but we all know how much criticism has been aimed at the church and at the Pope now for the handling of their sexual abuse cases, which go back till, I'm betting you could go back to the first throes of the Catholic Church within three, four hundred years of the death of Christ. Catholic Church emerged. It's pretty damned outrageous, actually. The Pope, though, says he's going to meet today with a group of church figures led by Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, who's the head of the Conference of Catholic Bishops. The meeting includes Francis's top sex abuser advisor, Cardinal Sean O'Malley. How'd you like to have that title? Top sexual abuse advisor in the church. DiNardo has said he wants the Pope to authorize a full-fledged Vatican investigation into ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was removed as cardinal a couple of months ago after real, credible information that he himself is a groper. McCarrick is 88 now, was Archbishop of Washington in 2001 to 2006, I think. The outcry over this is deafening, and these people are tone deaf, it would seem. It starts and goes on, and then somebody puts a plug in it, and then it comes back up again. There have been predator priests all around the world. More recently, a retired Vatican ambassador alleged that Pope Francis had rehabbed McCarrick from sanctions imposed by Pope Benedict, molesting and harassing adult seminarians. What a bunch of creeps. I know, Jennifer, it feels like an attack, and I don't mean it to be that way because I love you. I don't love religion. I think what has happened here in many ways, if you can look aside or look askance and just take your beliefs and forget about the people, then you're okay. But the church is run by these pompous clowns like the police, the blue code of honor or something, you protect your own, whatever, however that all works.
Well, I think more than the church, sorry to interrupt, but I feel like what we see is in any of these places where people have a lot of power, there's a lot of people who look up to them. I mean, this is happening in the church. This is happening in sports. This is happening in schools. It's just, it's everywhere. And it's not just one place.
So what does it tell you about the human condition, Kara?
That's what it is. Yeah. I think more than about being... I went to a funeral on Monday, and I have a friend. He's a friend of our family, a friend of the family who had the person that passed away. And he's a great guy. If any of the three of you or any of you met him, you'd be like, wow, this is why maybe people actually still go to Catholic Church, because there are still good people like him working. And he and I talked about this. And he said the problem that is going on is that they're being reported like, okay, so there's 300 cases. He's saying that in a lot of cases, what the media isn't telling you, or you have to drill in to actually see, is that many of them come from the same person. And so there might be one guy who has 40 cases against him. That's number one. But he said where the Catholic Church did wrong, and I believe this to be true, and I think maybe it's a natural inclination that we all have when something that we love or something close to us is accused of something, we want to protect it. Is the lying and the cover-up. He was disgusted that the church would have lied and covered it up and just moved priests around or think that they're rehabbed. He felt that the Catholic Church's fatal flaw is that they should have gotten just dumped those people out of the priesthood or sent them for criminal charges. The fact that the Catholic Church made the decision to rehab these people themselves or send them to other parishes is really where these repeat cases happened. And I agree. When we take the emotion out of it and we go, gosh, what should have been done differently? It's not necessarily that the Catholic Church is a breeding ground for this any more than Hollywood or, like Kara mentioned, this is happening in sports, wherever this is happening. It's the fact that it was hidden from people for so long, and they just moved the problem around, which obviously didn't solve it. It just expanded it and made it worse.
And I think the issue is that the more you hide it, the more you protect those people, the more other people who have those inclinations feel like they're also going to be protected there. So I don't know if you're someone who is interested in molesting little boys and you see this protected throughout the history of the church, then you can enter the
church. You're more attracted to go there. Yep.
You're more attracted. You can do those things, but you can act, for the first few years, act like a good person. Become friendly with these people. You know, become a family with them. And then once you start doing these things, I don't know. I feel like the chance increases that someone might protect you.
The thing that's disgusting is that in many cases, and this is true whether you are a child predator in a religious setting or just on a street or a person who lives outside of a school, whatever it might be, is that they don't pretend to be good people. They're actually good people in the community. You would never know. And that's what makes them so dangerous, is that they have to win the trust of people. And I'm not saying they're good at their core, but that's what they present to be. There's so many times you don't even realize there's a problem until it's already happened and it's way too late, because these people are functioning members of society and they know now how not to get caught. They're not out there acting outwardly weird or perverted.
Here's an interesting anecdote, side sort of focus on this same issue. There's a prominent Catholic business organization called Legatus, L-E-G-A-T-U-S, announcing it's withholding their annual tithe to the Vatican, about $820,000, because of all the revolutions about the sexual abuse that we're talking about. They have membership of 5,000 Catholic business leaders, actually founded by the guy who founded Domino's Pizza, Tom Monahan. They sent a letter to the Pope saying, quote, "The events over the last few weeks prompted board members to contact the national office and say they don't want the money to go to the church." That's a pretty damn strong statement.
It's a big statement,
yep. A guy like Monahan. Yep, it is.
So a guy named Monahan started Domino's Pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right.
That's funny.
Yep. All right, it's 18 after the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have. First is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at TopLoss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Did you know the number of people who starved to death in the last 25 years of the 20th century less than the number who starved to death in the last 25 years of the 19th century? How about that? Think about that. Right? You got it? Everybody's working on
got it.
What did he just say?
I'm confused.
21 after the hour.
Just they got it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Was treating a bunion, and now look what's going on. 24 after the hour on the DJV program, after being followed around by film crew for 5 years as part of the upcoming Bad Reputation biopic, Joan Jett says that she is in a reflective mood. The new track that she has released that you're listening to is called Fresh Start. Let's listen to it for a sec, Kara. Huh? Typical of what you'd expect from Joan Jett, as far as I can remember.
I think it'll sound better. Great. I'm surprised that she hasn't released a lot of music in the last few years, because she sounds great.
Yeah. This song was recorded
stuff, actually,
for the film. It sounds to me like her old stuff, but maybe
it's similar,
I'm rusty on it. Yeah. So it's the first single off the soundtrack of this biopic, Bad Reputation. The film will chronicle her rise from a teenage renegade in The Runaways to stardom as a solo act in the 80s when she charted hits like I Love Rock and Roll. You got that there? You must have that. You got I Love Rock and Roll? There it is, yeah. We all know that one.
Song for me.
I don't remember that she redid Crimson and Clover. Just play a second of that, will you, Kara? Because I'm trying to... Funny, I don't remember this song. Tommy James and Shondells did the original version. Huh. All right, and then Bad Reputation, we got that. So the movie has testimonials in it from Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong, Blondie's Chris Stein, Joan's longtime manager Kenny Laguna, Iggy Pop, Peter Townsend, and a lot of others. So this movie, Bad Reputation, hits the theaters and will be on demand on the 28th of the month. So that's the update on Joan Jett. Now, let us at 26 past the hour on the DJB show with Jennifer and Victoria update the latest news for Rod Stewart fans. Actually, Rod Stewart Radio is going to launch on Sirius XM on the 20th, which is a week from, Thursday, next Thursday. This is a limited-run channel featuring music from his 5 decades of music, including his early days in Faces and the Jeff Beck Group. And then it'll preview some of the new tracks on Blood Red Roses, his 30th studio album that comes out at the end of this month. Album's first single, Didn't Die, is Stewart's 23rd top 10 hit on the Billboard AC chart. His first original non-holiday song to enter the chart since 1999's Faith of the Heart, which came from the soundtrack of Patch Adams. Rod Stewart Radio, featuring hits, live songs, rarities, B-sides, as well as a lot of stories from his past about music, touring, maybe some of the women that he hung around with.
He had a lot of them.
Pretty interesting
like
women
wives.
In his life. Yeah, right. It runs through September 30th. So they're only going to do it 10
I'm
days?
Bummed. It's only 10 days. Yeah, they do that a lot. Although this is replacing what was the Dave Matthews Radio, which I liked. Yeah. But now it's back to Yacht Rock, which Kara knows how much I hate that. So this will at least get rid of Yacht Rock.
I'm driving
Stewart Radio.
Sounds like a medical condition. Oh, I got Yacht Rock.
Yeah. I'm driving a loaner car at the moment while mine is being worked on, and it's got the Sirius XM channels on the steering wheel. So I've just been hitting them and listening to all of the many of the channels I've never heard before. Actually, I never listened to it the way I've been listening to it the last couple of days. Pretty interesting stuff that's there. Maybe they should pay me for promoting Sirius XM. I was one of the founding talk people. Look what that got me. 5.5 years later, they threw me off to put Martha Stewart on. 28 past the hour.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen this with a hurricane a couple of years ago called Floyd. We saw it last year with Matthew.
That's the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, talking about the rainfall and flooding they're expecting from Hurricane Florence. Mayor Bill Sappho says,
we've got a lot of concerns here with the flooding, with 40 inches of rain. I can tell you this community is not going to be able to take that. It's going to take us some time to get that water out of here.
Florence has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but forecasters say it's still packing dangerous winds and huge amounts of rainfall. Some parts of the Carolinas could get 40 inches or more between today and Tuesday. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is to vote today on whether to advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I know for a few minutes waiting for us to come back again. Well, here we are on the DJV program. We being me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's backtrack a little bit because Victoria's turn is up for the trender of this half hour.
Well, you're going to hear a lot about Apple this week, and they have unveiled their new iPhone X, and it's the newest model. It's the XS. And which is essentially the same as the 10. This is kind of what they do. They add a few little bells and whistles to the existing model, and then they throw in something that's cheaper. They have an iPhone 10. They have an 8 and an 8 Plus. They now have the 10. It's called the XS Max. It is the largest screen size of any iPhone that they've ever made. For me, personally, I think it's way too big, but they're really going after the gaming audience that wants a bigger screen for all of the AI and things that they have, artificial intelligence and the virtual reality stuff, all the new little bells and whistles that Apple's been working on. And so that is, you're going to be hearing more about those types of things. The new models have a faster bionic processor. They're also water resistant. They come in some cool new colors, and they're still $1 million.
Bionic.
Yep.
Bionic processor.
That's what it's called. It's the A12 bionic processor.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Get with the program.
There's the $6
billion. Go bionic.
I thought they were redoing. It used to be the $5 million man, and they're going to do the program now called the $6 billion man.
That's how much the new iPhone costs, too, which is really funny.
No, wasn't there a television show, Jennifer, that was supposed to be an update of the old one? They're all making these shows over again and updating them somewhat.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, I think that's in the offing. All right, that was good. Interesting, very interesting information. I can count on you, Victoria, for that.
Well, I actually have a question about the iPhone real fast for Victoria. Mm-hmm. Maybe she knows the answer to it. Yeah, I saw something apparently that the iPhone is now introducing dual SIM cards, and you can have two phone numbers. Did you see anything about that?
Oh, I heard about that.
Ooh. Where apparently a lot of European countries and in Asia and Africa, a lot of different phones offer dual SIM cards, and that kind of helps with travelers because they can replace one of the SIM cards with a local SIM card, so you don't have to have as many like roaming fees and stuff.
That is correct, except it's not a physical SIM card on the new iPhone. It's a virtual SIM. It's called eSIM. So that will make it easier for you to be traveling. You can just hop onto the other network. Instead of having to go to a store when you land in Europe and pop out the SIM card and replace it. So you won't have to do that anymore, which is a big feature for a lot of people with iPhones, especially if you are on a network that's not Verizon, because Verizon is pretty much all throughout with Vodafone all throughout Europe, and it's very easy to switch. But I have AT&T, and so whenever I go to Ireland, it's a whole fiasco, and so this will make it a lot easier. But, again, if you don't travel that much and if you don't leave your network, I don't know that it's really that much of an incentive to buy a brand new one.
I'm Googling to see if I can do it from my flip phone.
Can you even get Google on a flip phone?
Flip phone. All right, let's see. Back to people in the news. There's a video that has shown up of Harvey Weinstein showing him propositioning a woman who later accused him of rape. The film being broadcast on Sky News shows the former movie executive touching Melissa Thompson, stroking her arm and her back during a business meeting.
And he's wearing his traditional gross white undershirt. Because, I don't know, he just couldn't afford a real shirt.
Don't they say dress for the job you want? I guess if you're Harvey Weinstein, you just don't have to dress for anything.
If that's the
old saying, he has been dressing for the job he wants, which is predator, because that's about the fashion level that he's at.
Yeah, I find Simon Cowell wearing the stuff he wears is less.
Yeah,
than
but Simon's T-shirts look a little different on him. Harvey's look.
I agree with you, Harvey's got
the stretched out neck.
Dress up for the
Simon always wears those weird flared pants, and he.
Oh, I know, that's the worst.
He looks silly.
The weirdest uniform.
All right, let's stay in this vein, not because I want to, but because I think it's necessary. Some people have had. I shouldn't say we all. There are questions about Les Moonves because he seemed to have more respect. He looked more respectable than Weinstein. Weinstein looked like a pig. Moonshine. That's what I actually have called him over the years, Moonshine. Anyway, if you ever watched CBS in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there's one name that pops up that was prolific, and I didn't think about this until I saw this. Linda Bloodworth Thompson was the creator of Designing Women. She created Evening Shade, Rhoda, MASH, you name it. She was involved in lots of American television. And so somebody asked her at a press conference or something that she's doing, what happened to you? And the report is in, actually, she was on a show that's done by the Hollywood Reporter. She says the answer is Les Moonves happened to me. Now that all this stuff of sexual misconduct, she feels now that she's been emboldened to speak out and describe the abuse she endured under him. She said, quote, I was never sexually harassed or attacked. This is in the column that appears in the Hollywood Reporter. Not all harassment is sexual. My encounters were much more subtle with him, engendering a different kind of destruction. She goes on to describe how Les Moonves shut down her career at every turn, starting in the late 90s. She was working under what she described as the, quote, largest writing and producing contract. She was getting $45 million a year working for CBS. And then he decided that he didn't like her for whatever the reason, and he didn't allow any pilot of hers to be produced for the next 7 years. When Bette Midler informed Moonves that she wanted to do a series with Ms. Thompson, I'm told he denied her request. When the singer Huey Lewis, whom Les Moonves was enamored with, chose Ms. Thompson to write a pilot for him, the contract was canceled.
Wow. Hmm.
So she doesn't really know why he had a vendetta against him, but was told by somebody at the network that he hated designing women and that she was a loudmouth.
Hmm. Wow.
How about that? He looked menacing at me like I was Charles Manson, is part of the interview. So anyway, she says it all makes sense to her because of the stories that she heard at the time and since then, quietly about Moonves' mistreatment of women. Apparently, you know, there are a lot of other people that have had...
story about Janet Jackson was that he kind of blacklisted her, too.
After the Nipplegate.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all kinds of... You can imagine how this has gone over on social media.
I'm going to actually throw this out, devil's advocate.
Okay.
It is not uncommon, and I'm thinking about our business in the radio industry and television, in entertainment. It's not uncommon for people to bring in the people that they know. Mm-hmm. And when, let's say, on a very personal, like if a program director has... they just, you know, somebody rubs them the wrong way, they're not going to hire those people. That's the same thing that Les Moonves was doing to Janet Jackson and to what's-her-name.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Well, so is that a form of harassment, or is it just a business decision that's made?
The
people in Hollywood are all over this. There wasn't a lot of love for Moonves. Apparently, he wasn't the most pleasant guy to deal with, and he realized, or at least he thought he was in the position of power and was... unapproachable.
It feels much more personal to me, though. Do you think, I guess it differs, every program director is different, but if a celebrity or someone could bring popularity to that station, or a host or something would bring in income for them, even if the program director didn't like them personally, do you think that they would still hire them?
Nope.
That seems like a better business decision.
I don't think that they would.
Really?
Nah, I've seen where that hasn't...
I don't know. For me, every reaction to Janet Jackson and stuff, it doesn't seem like a business decision to me. It seems like a very personal one where he didn't like that person because of... He felt personally slighted by
that.
But
it all comes down to power.
Yeah.
The first sentence in the article, I'm happy to dance on his professional grave. So it kind of touches on about her feelings. 44 minutes past the hour here on the DJV show.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, with new beauty deals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real, with deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in, they go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, why not pile on a little bit here to the aforementioned story about what's going on at CBS. Those of you who watch 60 Minutes, fellow who's produced the show for decades named Jeff Fager, he got booted yesterday because of the same kind of accusations, sexual harassment. Looks like they're...
Well, he also threatened people who were going to report on this.
Right, yeah, you know the story?
That was the fatal blow.
Six of these employees, yeah. They told the New Yorker that he would touch employees inappropriately while he was drunk at company events. He allegedly commented on an associate producer's breasts and then became belligerent when she refused his advances. So here's a guy that needs to be out on the street and now is. So 60 Minutes, we think of this as the tower of power at CBS. This is the show for them. It's been on longer than any other show there. And the prestige of being a reporter or being associated with 60 Minutes. Wow.
I think it just shows that this is a systemic problem, and all these, the old boy network is alive and well, and it has been all this time, and it doesn't really matter the quality of the programming that they put out, because 60 Minutes is well respected, but it's, you know, the creeps behind the scenes are just, they have each other's back, and now it's kind of a day of reckoning is upon them, and it'll be interesting to see who replaces them, and how do things really change, or is it going to look like it changes for a little bit and it really doesn't? Those are the kind of questions that I think are moving forward a lot of people still have.
Yeah, he blames his being fired on the release of an internal memo that claimed he violated company policy by telling somebody in a memo not to talk about the allegations against him, a reporter. So, see you later, pal. 10 before the hour here on the TJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
One of my favorite human beings is a doctor named Kenneth Q. Kronhaus. I never quite understood what the Q stood for. And he's going to laugh and tell me it's not really the Q, because Ken's sense of humor is a little different than mine.
Does a D look like a Q?
Well, a D. Oh, I know. Your middle name is Dudley. Why didn't I know that?
Almost.
Kenneth Dudley. It's not Douglas, is it? It's not Douglas.
No.
Kenneth
D-A. D-A.
Yes. D-A.
There you go.
All right. K-D. Well, I like this better. Dr. K.D. Kronhaus. I think that should be on your shingle instead of Kenneth Kronhaus.
We'll have a vote. We'll have a committee meeting.
Right. Well, I'll meet with the people in your staff next time I'm down there, see if we can't have a little rebellion. Meanwhile, our job here is to continue the focus that Ken always has on medical news and his analysis of a lot of these studies that have been done, a lot of the information that's on some of these sites that nobody in their right mind could understand because it's doctor speak. A couple of drug-related important stories. For example, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a combination drug for opioid dependence. So is this just one, okay, so we have baddies, the opioids are bad now, we'll come up with another drug that makes we can still sell and we can make it look better. What is this, Ken?
Well, it's a little bit more hope than that. The FDA this week approved the drug Casipa. It's a combination of two drugs to treat opioid dependence. The only issue is that these individual drugs, these two separate drugs, had already been approved for the same indication. But this is some benefit with counseling and psychosocial support with this drug. I think we have a pretty good therapy for opioid dependence.
Really? Would you prescribe it? If somebody came to you, one of your patients at your clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Florida, came to you and you knew, even though this is not your specialty, but you can tell, Doc, I got a problem. What can I do? What do you say to that person?
It's actually a unique class of drugs that's just approved for people who are in this specialty of opioid dependence. So this would not be a drug that cardiologists would prescribe.
You know, that's a very, and I never thought about that, but as you started to answer, I'm thinking to myself, is there a restriction on people who have specialties on what they can prescribe?
On a few rare drugs. There's there's a couple of drugs that only cardiologists prescribe. It's getting to be a more common issue, but there's still very few drugs that fit that issue.
When you say issue, what do you use as a definition?
Drugs that are not approved for all doctors to prescribe.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. Has that been as a result of abuse by some doctors of prescribing the wrong drugs or too many of the same drugs?
I think that the drugs are getting a lot more complex and, you know, doctors just don't get the education experience to prescribe them, and that's
You learn? The people bring you, that produce the drugs, information on them? Do you read journals like
all
this? Do you
above.
Go to school? Where
all
do you get the info?
All of the above. Yeah. And when you're not in school getting trained and seeing this 24/7, you don't get the same exposure. And most of the drugs you can easily pick up by, you know, reading and maybe staying at a Holiday Inn. But but some of these drugs are very, very challenging. And really, that's the current thinking, that they shouldn't be prescribed by all doctors. A couple of heart drugs are like that, and it's probably a good idea.
All right. So in other drug news, use of Xanax and Valium is a risk. I don't know if this is brain surgery, but it's interesting that they're put together here and focused on long-term usage by people who are older.
Exactly. This is a combination of drugs that makes up Valium, Xanax, Ativan, Halcyon, and Clonopin. This is out of the JAMA Internal Medicine this week, that 1 in 4 seniors are prescribed benzodiazepine drugs. That's this group. They're used for at least a year, raising the risk for falls, car crashes, and long-term dependency. When older people use these drugs to calm anxiety, to help them sleep, they run a high risk of becoming drug dependent. This group should not be used long term unless it's being prescribed by a specialist in this area, and use it with caution.
All right, Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug, I got a question for you. How do you whiten your teeth and do it safely and quickly? You call 800-208-1797. That's the answer to order Power Swabs. Power Swabs are certainly cheaper than visiting the dentist and spending $1,000 to clean your teeth, whiten your teeth. Power Swabs done in your own home, 5 minutes, and you get your teeth 2 shades whiter. It's clinically proven to whiten the teeth. It doesn't etch it away. It just gets rid of the stain. It's all natural, only available at 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, half price. Mention DJV while calling.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.